Hello, today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, bishop and martyr, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Luke chapter 12, verses 8 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say." As followers of Jesus, we must be fearless in our witness to him, in our sharing with others his message of love, mercy, compassion, and redemption. Jesus promised us that in our efforts to follow his call, we will not be left to our own devices, that the Holy Spirit will help us and give us the words we need when we are faced with challenges and difficulties in this mission. Sharing our faith in today's world is very difficult. Our culture can be very hostile to religion in general and particularly to the Catholic faith, because of the many scandals in which our leaders have been involved and which the media has so strongly publicized. With so much negative commentary and feelings against our faith, we can be intimidated into silence and invisibility. But we need to be strong and share our faith with others. We have Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit will be with us, and we have the hope that the same Spirit will bring healing to our church and its members. As St. Paul says, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We need to keep on praying for the courage to be true to the Lord who gave himself for us, giving us life through his death on a cross.